Got a good day today. Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. A deadlift ladder. So lifting heavy today, but with a unique rep scheme. The rep scheme is 2-3-5-10, 2-3-5-10. And I'll explain how we do that. Last time we did this was on November 30th, 2020, if you want to go back and check the loading that you used there. So, obviously a strength day today, but stamina as well. What you're supposed to do is you perform your general warm-up, then you do your warm-up sets, and when you're ready to do your working sets for the deadlift here, you're supposed to stick with one loading for this entire rep scheme. So since you're sticking with one loading, it's most likely going to be dictated by what can you pull for the sets of 10, right? So that's what you choose. You choose the weight that you think is appropriately challenging for the sets of 10, and you use that for the entire workout. And if you're unfamiliar with this, you might be like, well, that seems a bit too easy. If I can pull it for 10 reps, what's the point of even pulling it for a 2 to start with? And then I rest 2 or 3 minutes and I pull a triple. That's not hard. Again, I can pull it for 10. Then I rest 2 to 4 minutes and I pull it for a 5. Again, what's the deal? Trust me that it adds up. Especially on the back half. Once you get through that first 2-3-5-10, and you're faced with the second 2-3-5-10, because there's also a sneaky amount of volume. Whatever you're pulling for a set of 10 is going to be a challenging weight, but there's 40 deadlifts snuck into this workout. So just trust me, while you may not be lifting near your one rep max, you will get plenty strong doing this, and it's some beautiful variance. Make sure you watch the video, How to Approach Heavy Days, Linchpin Conversation number 113. There's a video attached to today's training. Check that out. Then, of course, we have a video showing the deadlift. And for Super Fitness Robot percentage today, it's holding 75% or higher of your one rep max across all sets. More likely, anywhere from 50% or higher of your one rep max. Scaled option, it's the exact same thing. Same rep scheme, same deadlift. But just what's great about scaling a heavy day, you can knock the loading all the way down to a broom handle or PVC pipe, and then everybody in the world can do 2-3-5-10. So just knock that loading down to really focus on your technique, and don't worry about putting up huge numbers today if you're new to lifting. Limited equipment option. They don't have a barbell, but they're going to get strong today. They're going to do dumbbell, single leg stiff-legged deadlifts, 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Then some one-arm bent-over rows, 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per side. The Bulgarian split squat, 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Such a nasty but effective movement. And then at the end, accumulate a 2-minute plank hold. And we've got videos showing all those movements. And yes, you can superset all that stuff if you so desire. No equipment workout. 3 rounds, not for time, of single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, just as many reps as you can with good form. There's no weight, obviously, but for 1 minute with the left leg. Then 1 minute right leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, 30 glute bridges, 15 hollow rocks, and a 1 minute hold. 3 rounds of all of that. We've got a video showing the hollow rock. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got a couple either-ors today, so the first one is for some midline work, some gut work. Either accumulate a 2-minute L-sit, 1 to 2-minute L-sit, we've got a video showing that, or if you have a sandbag or a D-ball, something heavy that you can bear hug that for 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the loading, that'll get it done for the midline. So choose one of those. Here's the other either or, barbell bent over rows or one-arm dumbbell rows. It's obviously assuming you didn't do the limited equipment option. 3 to 4 sets of either movement, 8 to 12 reps. If I had all those pieces of gear, I'd choose the dumbbells because the unilateral work is just fantastic. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then a few stretches on the docket. Foam roller for the back and lats, but of course you can do darn near your whole body. Glute stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. And a hamstring stretch, also holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. And each of those stretches has a video. I hope you enjoyed the deadlift training today. If you haven't done that rep scheme, I look forward to reading your comments about it. It's beautiful, but it packs a deceptive punch. So I'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.